What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 28 of the Producer Life podcast. I've been a happy member of Splice for over 3 years now, and I love their service, and I've recommended it to numerous producers. 3 years ago, it was a game changer. Instead of buying massive sample packs and only using a handful of sounds, you'd only purchase and download the sounds you specifically wanted. And they've continued to innovate, with rent-to-own VSTs, a collaborative and backup platform, and an active user community. It's been great. Despite all that, I subscribed to LoopCloud this week, and I'll be canceling my Splice membership at the end of the month, primarily for one killer feature, which is what I'm going to talk about in this episode. But first, cue the intro music. I first stumbled across LoopCloud as a free way to organize my massive collection of samples. LoopCloud's free sample application does a great job categorizing sounds and adding metadata such as key and tempo, as well as giving you a set of powerful ways to edit the metadata yourself and search your sounds. So this started off as a way to organize all the sounds I'd purchased from Splice over the last 3 years. But that was just the beginning. While I love Splice's features, I was always frustrated with the workflow. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You've got a track going, but it's missing something. Perhaps it's percussion or a bass line or a killer vocal. You log into Splice, sort by key and tempo, and listen to a bunch of tracks on the website while playing your song in the DAW. They sort of line up, so you download 20 or 30 different sounds in the hopes that a couple will work. After downloading them, you copy them, one at a time, out of the Splice app because Splice still hasn't implemented the ability to select multiple samples at once. Alternately, if it's a bunch of files you've downloaded, what I would do is go to the sample folder, search for **, showing all the files in the folder, filter by wave, sort by the most recently downloaded, then copy them into Ableton Session View. It was terrible, horrible workflow. So here's LoopCloud's killer feature. They have a VST that works with every DAW, and it serves as a bridge between your DAW and the LoopCloud app, allowing you to audition your samples in the mix, saving you a ton of time and money not having to buy samples you won't use. The VST and app are both free, so I strongly encourage you to try it out. Just download the app, point it to your samples, and then put the VST plugin on an empty MIDI track in your DAW, and you're ready to go. Building on that, if you have a paid membership, you can audition up to 8 samples at once, allowing you to build a super loop of sounds that work well together as the start of a track. You could start that workflow anywhere. Pick a key, pick a tempo, pick a genre. Search for a kick you like, then lock in the key, or just filter the sounds in the key you're using, and search for bass lines, then leads, then hats and claps. All of a sudden, you've got an idea for a track. I've been in a trance mood recently, and it took me about 15 minutes to generate a bunch of different 8-bar loops like this. Or this, or this, or this. Now, none of those have been mixed, but in each of those 8-bar loops, there's something that I like in the way the sounds work together. So I'll wind up picking the best of those to become a new track. If you've got a paid account, you can also add effects to each of the 8 tracks to audition them in the mix with some reverb or delay, or even add some awesome built-in arpeggiated effects. You can even pick your effects and then swap the sounds out. Between the 8 tracks and the effects, it's almost like you've got a mini DAW. Finally, you can drag those processed or the original files over to your DAW to incorporate them into your new track. The whole workflow is especially nice if you've got a second monitor hooked up to your laptop so that you can look at LoopCloud's app in one screen while you've got Ableton, or whatever DAW you prefer, on the other screen with the VST loaded so the two synchronize. I'm also on a fast internet connection, which helps a lot. I've got 100 megabits per second download speed, so samples load instantly for me. If you're on a much slower connection, this workflow might bog down, but the plugin's free, so give it a try and see how it works for you. I think Loop Cloud also effectively kills the old 128 organization technique in Ableton, where you select 128 samples and load them into the sampler so you can rapidly audition each in the mix. Why would you spend all that time organizing your library into 128s if you can simply throw a free VST onto your production template and instantly have access to millions of sounds meticulously meta-tagged? I think I'm done with 128s. Loop Cloud is just a better way to work. The searching is really nice and fast, too. There are multiple ways to do everything, from typing in the search box to clicking on sliders or selecting tags. It even supports some limited Boolean searching if you're searching your own library. Oh, that's another thing. You can always tell it to search only your library, their library of samples, or both. Adding your samples is as easy as dragging and dropping folders, and they also give you the ability to back up samples into their cloud. For me, that's enough. I'm sold. But Loop Cloud 5 also has some other free plugins I haven't even tried yet, including a drum plugin which does drum sequencing and allows you to hot swap samples as well as their play synthesizer. If I had to nitpick, there are a few things I'd like them to add. It would be nice if they had an EQ in the effects for each sound so that when I'm auditioning 8 tracks at once, I could make it sound a little less chaotic. I'd also love to be able to specify a range for how much I'd like Loop Cloud to auto-pitch samples. Right now, you can either not pitch at all, pitch it manually, or set it to auto and give it a key, in which case it'll pitch samples up to 6 semitones, which often sounds terrible. I'd prefer to say pitch everything plus or minus 2 semitones, but it can't currently do that. Why might you decide to try or stay with Splice? Well, Splice has a much better collaborative platform and also backs up your entire projects and samples automatically. So if you're not disciplined about backing up, that might be critical for you. Also, if you like the rent-to-own model, Splice has tons of VSTs for sale this way. Ultimately, that saves you the upfront expenses, but I generally recommend people wait for a sale if you can, or buy as a student if you're eligible, and you can usually get plugins far cheaper. Splice's rent-to-own guarantees you'll pay full price and nothing more. Beatport currently has a partnership with Loop Cloud. I'll have a link in the show notes, and it'll give you a 30-day free trial, a gig of genre-specific samples, and 300 credits in Loop Cloud. I'll also link some tutorials. Costs range from $8 to $22 per month after the trial ends, depending on the samples and features you want. So, how do you organize your samples? Have you used Splice or Loop Cloud? What's your experience? I'd love to know. Just leave a comment in the show notes at producerlifepodcast.com or at facebook.com/groups/producerlifepodcast. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to wear your face mask.